So, you have an animated movie for me.
Yes, sir, I do.
It's called Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Oh, I love it. You literally have the phrase, go to the movies, in the title.
Yeah, it's like subliminal messaging, but since it's for kids, I didn't take the subliminal part too seriously.
I can see that. So what's the movie about?
So the movie follows the characters from the Teen Titans Go animated series.
Okay.
And Robin wants to star in his own movie because he's sick of being seen as just a sidekick.
Okay, and that's something we haven't covered in the show?
Well, actually, we had a full episode where he was sick of being just a sidekick.
So we're gonna do that again?
Yeah, but this time it's a movie, so it's different.
Fair enough.
So anyway, Robin figures out that to be taken seriously and get a movie made about him, he needs an arch nemesis.
Okay.
And that's when he and the team find out about this bad guy named Slade.
Okay, so this is a villain they haven't met or heard of in the show?
Well, actually, there's a whole episode called The Return of Slade where they talk about him and defeat him off screen.
But in the movie, we're gonna have them act like that never happened?
Yeah. I figure we could just, you know, ignore all that.
Oh, ignoring things is tight.
Oh yeah, so anyway, we're gonna have Robin be all bummed out because other superheroes have been in movies, but he hasn't.
Right.
And so that's gonna let us crack a lot of jokes about real-world superhero movies, so that's gonna be a lot of fun.
But wait, if you're referencing real-life movies, then Robin's actually been in a ton of movies, like Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, The Dark Knight Rises, the Lego Batman movie, and like a ton of DC animated features.
Oh, yeah. But ignoring stuff is tight?
Oh, ignoring stuff is tight.
Oh, I'm so glad that worked.
So what else happens in the movie? Are there any subplots?
No.
No?
No, Robin wants a movie and Slade is a bad guy and that's really all there is to it.
But there are four other Teen Titans there. You're telling me none of them have anything going on?
That's right, they're all just kinda, you know, there. Sometimes they say things, they say words.
I gotta be honest, that sounds like a storyline that could've just been an episode of the show.
Probably.
Must've been hard to make a feature-length movie out of such a thin story.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just padded the runtime like crazy with a bunch of inconsequential stuff.
Oh, what kind of inconsequential stuff are we talking here?
Well, like the first 15-20 minutes of the movie are literally them going to the movies.
Right, that doesn't have to be that long.
I also have like a solid 10 minutes of them going back in time to stop superhero origin story, so they're the only heroes in existence.
Okay.
And after all that trouble, they immediately realize it was a bad idea, so they reverse it right away.
And that has no effect on the plot?
Now, if you took it out of the movie, the only difference story-wise is that the movie would be shorter.
What other stuff did you put in as filler?
I actually put an entire Batgirl short before the movie.
And that's included in the 90-minute runtime?
Oh man, even with that, we're not at 90 minutes, but we are long enough to be considered feature length.
Fantastic.
We made it, sir.
And what kind of humor did you throw in there?
Oh my god, so many poop and fart jokes.
Farts are hilarious.
Yeah, poop too.
Hey, do me a favor, say the word poop again.
Okay, sure, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Poop. Oh, you said it.
Yeah, I was gonna try to write some clever jokes that work for kids and adults, kinda like Pixar, but then I was like, hey, wait, poo-poo?
So what other scenes are we gonna have?
Well, we're gonna have a thing where Robin goes to a Hollywood studio to pitch the idea of a Teen Titans movie.
Well, that doesn't sound very fun to watch.
What do you mean?
You really think people are gonna wanna watch somebody pitching a movie to somebody else?
They might.
I don't see why anyone would want to watch that ever.
I think it has the potential to be fun.
If you say so, I mean, I guess I just don't get it, man.
Well, fingers crossed that people find that kind of stuff amusing.
So who else is in the movie?
Well, there's the whole Justice League, so there's Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, what's up?
This guy is obsessed with playing Superman. Somehow he always knows when somebody's talking about that character.
Oh, well, honestly, you could just give him the part if you want. It's really not that big of a role.
You think?
Yeah, if it's gonna get him to stop bothering you all the time.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Go for it.
Hey, buddy, got some good news for you.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
We have a ton of these on the channel that you could check out.
Really, really a lot of them.
And if you like this video, please do give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter,
and let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for.
As always, check back soon for a new one.
Bye-bye.